Hi!
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bennett Pomerantz, and tonight is Anything Goes. Couple of things. We're waiting on our guest, Sally J. Walker, to come by. But I figured I'd talk to you guys about some things that are upcoming. Somebody asked me if I was going to get Miss Peterman on my show. Now, I will tell you, yes, it is talked about. We are planning it. It'll be a lot firmer soon, and it's coming up. So you guys are always welcome to ask me when, and I would love to tell you. And that's Robin Peterman, by the way. I don't know how many books now, but she is popular and driving me crazy with all her new books and her new series. So she is coming. We're talking in June. Maybe July. It depends on her schedule. I'm not going to rush her. But I will tell you another piece of news for June. Mark your calendars now. And I'm telling you this because I think it is so worth it that we're in July, not June. I'm sorry. I'm a day early and a dollar short. Yvonne Mason will be here July 2nd on the show, and I'm very happy to be there and let her come. And it just is, she's an amazing lady, so having Yvonne Mason will be great. Somebody asked, will I be posting a schedule? Yes, we'll be doing Anything Goes, the legal show version, on the 14th. And we are talking about plans and, what's going on. Now, on the 19th, I will say this, Marcia Casper Cook, from A Good Story is a Good Story and a lot of other shows, will be here on the 19th. So I'm so proud to have her here. And Valerie Douglas on the 26th is going to be here. Now, I'm going to throw some nice things at you guys, and you guys can like them or not. E. Pasco is on April 9th. April Parmalee is on the 16th. Dina Remmel, please come, Dina, on the 23rd. And Catherine Ty Ball on the 30th. So I'm not busy at all. I am not busy at all. And from Casey, not Casey Shapiro, but another Casey, they asked if we were going to do a show on the 18th. I'm going to say this without being rude, but it is Passover, and I'm not going to do a show on Passover. So we will skip a week on the 18th, and we'll be back on the 25th. But the 18th, we are off. We are taking a hiatus for a week, which is just for Passover. I must tell you, a lot of people, new people as well, are coming out of the woodwork, and it's amazing. I mean, Elizabeth Black, who is a noted author, she co-hosts a show with Marcia Casper Cook once in a while, is coming on. And the week after, from The Walking Dead, she's on the web page and things like that. Casey Byrd will hear. Be discussing The Walking Dead and everything else. I will tell you this. The one that amazed me is Paris Alton Bond, who has about 50-plus books to her credit, is coming on June 18th. So it's not like we're just playing Trivial Pursuit with these people coming. That's the amazing part, and that's the fun part about it. Do we have great shows coming up? Yes. The legal show, we have great shows coming up. Sarah is smart enough not to let me know all the shows because I'll blab, and I don't want to blab. So she won't tell me all the shows. But we'll be on for the next 3 weeks, and I'll try to wheedle out all the good stuff. I wanted to say this. If you know or want to have a guest on the show, please ask. That's what we're here for. Is if you tell me, yeah, we want a guest on the show, tell me. I would love to have a guest on the show of your choosing. Not of my choosing, but of your choosing. And I would love you to be there and, you know, understand people happen to miss days or appointments. You got to remember the time differential. Daylight saving time mucks everybody up. And if they're like in Iowa, and I love Sally J. Walker, but if they're in Iowa, they're 2 hours different. So you're talking an amazing time differential. And so somebody says, well, they're not on, you know, they have their own thing to do that. And when it comes, I won't be rude and say, oh, they're going to be there. It happens. It really does. Life happens sometimes. And so if they don't come, you make another time for them. You get time for them. I wanted to talk to you also about some other things coming up. The Audis have already passed and they've been given out, but I want to talk about a couple of things coming up for me and for other people. The legal show will continue, yes. I want to do anything goes. We're booked solid through July, June, sorry. July, we have like 2 slots available. Somebody said, I know this great author. Tell me about the author. Don't say, he'll come and put you on anytime. No, he won't. You tell me who, and I will surely discuss it with the author. I always love when you get somebody on one of the other sites saying, I'm an author. I would love to come. Do you have any spaces available in April? And I say, no, not really. Of course you do. And I said, no, I don't. So the point is this, and I'm making sure you understand, it's not the idea of the guest or who it is. You know, I'll make sure that I can get the guest on. If I can, I will. I'm very happy to get guests on from any walk of the entertainment field. Well, my cousin's in a little band. That's great. But if I don't know the band, it's just empty words to me. Now, all you have to think about now is who you want. Who, dare I say, turns you on, gets you involved. I would love that. We're still waiting on Sally J. Walker. I hope she didn't get caught in some of the storms in Iowa. There is, according to the National Weather Service, a nice storm, so they've knocked out some power in Iowa. I hope it isn't hers, but it does happen, folks. It does. I remember doing a show. I had 5 minutes before the show was going to air, and my power totally went out. didn't come out till about a half an hour later, but it depressed the heck out of me. And that's what I'm telling you. Things happen, folks. Things happen. Hopefully to get Sally J. Walker on the line. If she isn't, we'll get her on. Trust me. She just wrote a new couple of books. Look them up on Amazon and get them. They are great. If you're a film student who wants to learn film, she is one that she has 25 films she analyzes. And I would love to hear her analyzation of most films. They are great. Not because she wrote them, but she's very to the point and honest. Now, in saying that, let's talk a little more about what's going on here so you understand. Somebody said, how can you come back? I said, I came back. Well, was it hard? Yes. But if it was hard, why didn't you just not do it? And I told people, I said, that's not me. That's not who I am or what I am. I'm not a quitter. I never have been. And I'm hoping I can keep this show running for another year or two. And I'm hoping all of you will come listen now or in archives or whatever. I don't care if you're listening in the U.S. or in Europe or in Botswana. I would love to hear you. I would love to know what's on your mind and what's going on with you. Now, I'm going to bring up a point here, and this is something that happens a lot. Somebody says, how healthy are you? I'm about as healthy as I can get right now. Am I being rude? No. I'm very open about my health and what's going on and what's not going on. So anybody that wants to know my health issues, I'll tell them. I'm not going to play games with people. Somebody wants to know my health issues, I'm going to tell them. Okay, what are you going to do? Say he's a bad risk? It's been said to me before. Who cares? I will say this. I'm proud of some of my friends who just stepped up to the plate and said, yeah, I'll come. What time? And I'm talking about people like Rachel Thompson and Marcia Casper Cook, and I'm doing this from the top of my head. So please, people, you forgot such and such. Okay. I will tell you, my brother from another mother, as I call him, Lindsay Downs, always steps up to the front of the line and does the first swing out, and I'm very, very happy. And my sister from another, Mr. Gene Spacusa, came on and said, very, very happy. I will tell you this. Life is different than it was about 20 months ago. Am I happy? Yeah. However, I am not happy because there's so much strife and, you know, you hear about all these people dying, planes crashing. I'm sorry, maybe it's me. I don't want something to happen like that. Is it happening? Yeah, oh God, the plane crash just, and it's not something I really want to think about. Do I really want that to happen? No. That is a fact of nature, it's a fact of life. Am I wishing that it didn't? No. I will tell you there have been a lot of lately tragedies and setbacks in my life. Am I upset by them? Not really. Am I happy by them? Not really. I find that I'm upset a little more about some of these wonderful people that are gone. And I'm talking about Antoine Evans and others who I miss the man. Once in a blue moon when he wasn't sick, he would call me 10 minutes after the show and would tell me what I did right and what I did wrong. Now, I don't want to give my phone number out to everybody, but you can always private message me after any show and give me your opinion. What's the old opinion? Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. If you want to give me your opinion of what you think of my show, tell me. You should be off the air. Fine, I've heard it before. The point is this. You want to tell me what you think? I'm listening. It's my nickel. Message me at Facebook, not on my wall, but on the messenger. Message me and tell me what you think. I would love to hear what you think. The amazing thing about that is, am I asking for trouble? Not really. I am wanting to do a show. And I'm very proud to do a show. Am I proud? Oh, yeah, I am. I will tell you, thank God, Sarah came back to do the legal show. So, and we had, like, in the chat room, listening live, we had, like, 8 people. Okay? They weren't talking. No, this was not a discussion. But Sarah and I had 8 people listening. It was mind-blowing. It was enjoyable. Sometimes when you have a live audience, you get comments. And I don't mind getting comments. I don't think Sarah minded getting comments. But when we're listening, oh, God, yeah. It amazes me sometimes when you get somebody to make a comment. It doesn't mean a negative comment. It means a comment. I will tell you, Elizabeth Black and Marsha Casper Cook just had a guest recently from the TV show The Blacklist, which has just been renewed for its 7th season. And they talked to one of their head writers, or the writers, from The Blacklist, and had an hour-long discussion on their network. So please, not right now, but come over to them, listen to what they had to say, and if you like it, find out the schedule and stick around for them. If you want to come here, you're always welcome to come here. I always enjoy it. I always debate if anything goes has merits, and it does. It has a lot of merits, and I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of this show. Somebody said, you can't talk for a half an hour. I can talk for a half hour if I want. Somebody messaged me. Her name is Julie. I don't want to give her last name, but Julie just said to me, she says, are you going back to do our shows soon? I said, yes, I will. I'll be doing it. Our shows. Will I enjoy it? Oh, yeah, plenty. Now, will I be proud of it? Oh, yeah, a lot. So, please come back and come listen. An hour show would be great. Now, I'm going to say this nicely. I know I'm leaving my show a little early, about 8 minutes early. I don't know where Sally is, and I'm kind of concerned. And if you haven't read any books by Sally J. Walker, look her up on the internet. Look her up, and she's got a new one about film. Great book. I would like you to do me, and I respect that it's going to be a very interesting seller. Next week, as I alluded before, we have Marcia Casper Cook from A Good Story is a Good Story, a great talk show host, an amazing lady, and I have so much respect for her. Do I want you to hear the show next week? Yeah. Do I want you to hear her shows? Yeah, go listen. Support the other people on Blog Talk would be great. I thank you for giving me this half hour of your time. I'm going to find out where Sally J. Walker is and talk to her and find out what's going on. The other thing also is the show is nothing without you. So please write me, email me, tell me what you think. This is your show as well as mine. I want your opinion. I want you to be bold enough to make this happen. And yes, we will be going to an hour format again. I will be having co-hosts with me, but an hour format, and that'll start in August or September. So I want you to be excited and just enjoy this and have a good time, because when we go with the co-host, it'll be wonderful. It'll be a great time for all. The problem with having a co-host is, who do you pick? And if I would like to get, there are a lot of co-hosts I want. Leanne Sondheim Murphy, I would love to have as a co-host more than once a month if I could. The one amazing thing about Leanne is she has as a reporter, she has an amazing nuance and sense. As a writer, she has a different sense. I would love to get Lindsay Downs for a few more shows. But this is your opinion. This is your time to tell people what shows. You can listen to the shows anytime on archive. If you're in Russia, if you're in Israel or wherever you are, this is the time that you can make your opinions count. Me and my staff are listening, and they're reading what you want. Other than the idiot that went, "Get off the air!" That's not what I really want to hear. But I will tell you this. Anybody that writes "get off the air," maybe they need to try this for an hour. See if they can do it. I don't think they can. I don't think they can. And it'll amaze me if they do. I have enough respect for them. But if they don't, it happens. Somebody said, "It's not a radio thing." Well, too bad. I just made it one. And I will tell you, and I'm friends with Elizabeth Black, And if you haven't read her new book, you need to. Want to make sure all my friends are covered. I know Marsh Kasper-Cook, who's a guest next week, is a prolific author as well. Please go look her up. Go buy a couple of her books. Make my, like her day. We have about 3 minutes left of the show. Have a good night. A bright one. And I expect that I'll be talking to all of you within 2 days at the legal show, or basically next Tuesday when the guest will be Marsha Kasper-Cook. So please, come visit. Any opinions will be always counted. So unless you're one of these get the heck off the air kind of guys, I would love to hear what you have to say. It's one of the best forums. I like to make it an open forum to see what my guests are. And 2-1, I will try to sneak Sally J. Walker somewhere on a show soon. Okay? Be well. Have a good one. Fly right. Good night.